Hello, my people. Well, it's your boy DJ Fluff. I am so sorry that I have not recorded something in a while. Let me tell you why. I should have listened to what was going on. I think that's what's going to be the episode for today. It's going to be listening to what's going on. Checking out what's going on. Paying attention to what's going on around you. Check me out. The other day, my wife said, I think it's time for a new phone anyway. You should get one. I said, nah. New phone, the one I really want is like $280, and that's going to be like three something out the door. So I said, nah, I'm straight. I'm good. I'm going to ride this till the wheels fall off. Yeah, guess what? The wheels fell off. Today, I had to go without a phone for a minute. So today, I went and got me a phone. This is my new phone. Hopefully, you hear me a little clearer and you don't hear the background noise, which is my vehicle driving, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And no, it's not a putt-putt, even though it sounds like... But I told her, I said, I'll wait. I waited 2 or 3 weeks. Next thing you know, boop! Today, it don't charge. It don't charge and it don't come on. But my mom did say something. So I went to my mom's house and I helped her with her curtains today. I put up some curtains and painted, and I painted just a little bit. She did the most. But the thing is, today I went ahead and should have listened to people. And my mom said basically like something good that got me good. She said, your phone will probably turn back on. Give it a little bit. I guarantee after a while, because mine did the same thing. I said, what? What type of crap is that? Hopefully. I pray that this thing turned back on. Because certain pictures and certain things I do not have. And do you know what I do with my phone? I put my new album ideas in there. So I can remember some of them, but dude, you can't remember every detail. And that's the sucky part. But this is my new phone. And another thing too, let's go on the facts at hand. I should have listened the first time around, because I'd have had time and would have did what I did and probably had an extra phone to go live with my DJ sets on. But it's by Christmas. That should have made me want to do it more. Even though I asked and they said they wasn't running too many specials. They're running line specials with, like, you can get this line and that line, but not too many. Oh, you're just trying to get a new phone line. So today I went somewhere and the phone was gonna cost me about $289 with some other stuff out the door and everything else. I said, y'all killing me, bro. So I said, you know what? I ain't really worried about that phone too much. So I grabbed the charger because I couldn't charge my phone. So when I went back and forth to the store and not the store and everything else, my man's charged my phone, my old phone that was acting up, and it halfway charged. And I said, oh, yeah, it started working. Okay, let me get one of them. So I bought an extra $15 cord, went back. It didn't, went back to the house. It didn't work. Didn't work at all. I tried it for at least 20 minutes. Nothing. Went back to the thing. He said, you know what? I got another a battery for it at the other store. You got to go drive a little bit and go get it. So as I went to the other store, guess what he had? He did not have that battery. He tried to charge it another type of way. And everything probably was going to throw it in my phone. Because I was trying to keep from buying a new phone. It's Christmas time. I got gifts to get. You know what I'm saying? So I went ahead and he said, you know what? I got a phone, but I can give it to you for a cheaper price because what it is somebody bought the phone online, sent it to the store, never came in, but canceled it, took the money back, and we got a phone that's basically on, that's here. And he said, this happens a lot. I said, what do you mean? So he said he can't return it nowhere, and Metro, it takes a long time for them to try to process that back. So I can sell it to you for a certain price, and here's the price. And guess what he said? This $300 phone, $300 plus, he said, out the door, switching a couple little things on your phone and everything, it'd be $180. And that's with the service charge. I said, whoa, let me get that. So I went ahead and grabbed that joint, got me a new phone. I think I just went with the Stylo 5. I had the Stylo 2 or Stylo 3, and it was pretty good. I liked it. But now this is the 5. I'm about to go on YouTube and see what the heck this one could do more than the other one. But it's pretty cool. I like it. Another thing about that also, why all the time I was in there and I basically was repeating the thing that I basically was saying on this show, is you gotta start listening and paying attention. If this guy, I was really doubting getting the phone. I was like, no, I can go home and try to charge it again. Now, mind you, I spent 4 hours trying to get this phone back alive. I seen it come alive, that off, come alive, that off. Didn't plug back up and everything else. So, me, it took a long time for me to start really paying attention. So, I paid attention to that, and I went ahead and said, screw it, I'm going to get the phone. Because the lesson was, and this was my lesson, I should have listened a couple weeks ago. But also, out of life, it's basically like that too. How many times somebody told you, hey, do this, and you don't do it the opposite way, and you get punished for it? Go get them brakes fixed. And you don't do it, next thing you know, you end up hitting a little something. You know what I'm saying? Go do this, go do that. Look, I'm going to tell you this. The world think because they have smartphones, back to the smartphone, that they are the owner of that smartphone is as smart as the phone. No, I'm gonna tell you this. Older people are just people in general sometimes. They see it from the outside looking in, and you see it from the inside looking out. If you need something to be done, just go do it. And that brings you even to the, I just dropped the video. It's called On Nobody. DJ Fluff 313 On Nobody video. What it basically is you like the same thing what I'm saying now. Don't just wait on anything. Basically wait on this situation, waiting for the phone to be all the way broke before I do something about it. Don't just wait. Go do something. Just go do something about it. Just do. And on the video, it's basically saying a lot of people buy all this stuff and stuff to go work out and change their life and everything else. Why buy all the stuff? Go work out. Just go. You want to go buy everything, then say, oh, yeah, now I'm ready to work out. No. Or either you like, oh, yeah, my best friend going to go with me. When are we going to go? Thursday? Nah. And then your best friend's like, I can't even go Thursday. Let's go next Thursday. You waiting. You should have just went. Go. A lot of people would say, man, I'm waiting to talk to that girl, man. As soon as I get another chance to really, I'm gonna go talk to her and everything else. No, bro, go do it. Do it with a smile. I remember in high school, it's a couple females that I definitely wanted to talk to and everything else, but I waited until the perfect moment. I had to wear the flyers, whatever, and all this other stuff. And I tried to wait and wait and wait. And one of them got transferred to another whole nother school. But you know what? Then I went wait to talk to this one girl. I waited for weeks to talk to this girl. Oh, man. I liked her. So then what I realized is this. When I went to go talk to her, I finally got enough courage and talked to her. And she said, oh, that's cool, that's cute, but nah, I'm just not interested. But you know what? To a point, I walked off and I wasn't tripping. You know why I wasn't tripping? I did it. So basically, I was cool. I was like, nigga, I went to go talk to her, whatever. But after that, it just felt like a giant boulder just got lift off my shoulders. Let me tell you why. Because what I did was, it wasn't the whole mission to leave without her. It was the mission to get her, but guess what? I tried. I tried my best to do what I had to do. And guess what? I got rejected, but guess what? That's how life is. I should have listened to the whole situation anyway. Every time I pass this girl or whatever, I be looking at her, and she look at me and be like, why is this nigga looking at me? Like, and it's kind of funny because the fact is, I should have paid attention. I'm going to tell people this real quick. This new dating scene is the craziest thing ever, but I want people to know this one magic thing. If you ever get rejected by a girl and you just feeling so bad about it, like, oh, I can't believe it. Oh, she was the most beautiful thing in the world. Oh, I feel like jumping off a bridge. Let me tell you, you got to be good and crazy. Let me tell you what. If you realize something, you only live in one city. I mean, yeah, one city or a suburban area in one state in one country. Do you know how many people it is in the world? The world is way bigger than just that one person. And I learned that later on that evening that she cool, but this other girl, I haven't even been paying attention to this other girl that's was very attractive, that was paying attention to me the whole time. I ended up talking to the other girl that was very attractive. But, you know, we separated ways, you know what I'm saying? That was years later. But this is the cool thing. Now, this is the funny part. Even though I went to go try to talk to her, I think I seen her not too long ago. She doing all right. She has gained about 400 pounds extra than what she was. And I love them chunky. Nah, but you gain extra 400 on top of that, at least 350. You know, she's a little extra. So, you know, and she wasn't looking as good as she was in school. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, time did hit her and a couple extra cheeseburgers. And that's cool. Now, she needs to do my one plan. It's called the On Nobody plan. Baby, don't wait on nobody. Let's go exercise. Not me and you, because I'm happy now. But it's just crazy. Like, a lot of times you see people, you wish them the best. And if you don't wish them the best, guess what? It's time to change your life. But you pay attention later on, and they probably needed you. Oh, okay. I'm making sure I was still recording. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm up here cussing. Basically, it ain't the thing of them needing you. It's just the thing of that a lot of people just don't know what they want. That's just people, though. And that's cool. Because the fact is like, with so many options, you know, long as we choose the right options and start paying attention, it should be A-okay. This has been your boy DJ Fluff, and guess what? Like all the other episodes, I have reached my destination. So, what I'm gonna do is get off the phone, and P.S., I am working on the digital girl video. If you don't know what digital girl is, that means that you're not a true friend or fan of mine, because the fact is, you don't know that I dropped an album not too long ago called DJ Fluff 313, The Empire Snacks Back. Working on another album now, and I'm working on a digital girl music video. But I do have the On Nobody video. Go check it out, and hopefully it'll be a little inspiration to you to the conversation we had today. Pay attention. And plus, you'll love the ending, too. I like it. But, basically, I forgot what the heck I was basically saying. Yo, that's what that was. Look, I was so quiet for a second. I'm to my destination. I gotta go. Love you guys. Remember, check me out, DJFluff313.com. Follow me on Instagram, at DJFluff313. You can finally see the face, or either the computer hair that I wear. Y'all have a great one. Be blessed. Pay attention!